Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news. And now, a word from our sponsor, AgoraPulse. We know how hard it is to juggle all the things in your business. Accounts, meetings, the never-ending inbox. That's why we've teamed up with AgoraPulse to give you more than 5 hours back a week when it comes to managing your social media marketing. No complicated Excel docs, long emails, or millions of open tabs. Simply manage all your social media channels in one place. Go to www.agorapulse.com/irishtechnews. To get 1 month free. Now all you have to do is figure out how you want to spend those spare 5 hours.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast. My name is Melanie and today I'm here with Katie Kilroy, who is the head of marketing at Formula Trinity. Nice to have you here, Katie.
Hi Melanie, thank you for having me.
Please tell us a little bit about Formula Trinity and what it is.
I'd love to. So Formula Trinity is a group of students making a race car, essentially. We compete in Formula Student UK, which is a competition held in Silverstone every year. And throughout the year, we build the car. So we have multiple departments within us. And in total, we have 50 people on our internal combustion team and 30 on our autonomous team. And we started back in 2017. A group of students in Trinity started it as they wanted to get experience to lead them to the professional world, which we don't really get in an engineering degree in Trinity. So
it's actually putting into practice a project right from the beginning in building a car from scratch.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really amazing experience. We get to, essentially in college, we learn the theory of how to do it, but we never get the practical applications. And lab time, especially in COVID, is really low. So we get to put everything we learn in lectures to practice while making this car. So yeah, we do it from design to manufacturing to racing, all ourselves.
So how do people hear about this course in the first place?
So Formula Student is well known outside of Ireland. So a lot of universities, the major ones in Europe and America, all have Formula Student teams. And it's quite, if you want to get in the motorsports industry, you need to be on a Formula Student team. But our members heard about it because they're all F1 enthusiasts, motorsports enthusiasts, and they were like, I want to do something cool while I'm in college. Why not start a team? And it's still going 3 years later, but it's a lot of work for definite.
I can imagine, actually. Now, you've got quite a large team that you mentioned there. What would be the gender ratio?
It's quite a bad gender ratio, unfortunately. We have 15% girls. So we have around 15 girls on the team, and we have 80 in total. It's mainly because it is a male-dominated industry, so we're trying to change that currently. But.
And do you think this adoption of engineering is a good way to help women sort of take it up and pursue the interest further?
Yeah, it really is. It's because in secondary school, even in Ireland, women don't get a lot of practical experience in engineering. In girls' schools, you don't have the subject, the engineering subject, or the facilities to do it. So a lot of the guys on the team can contact their old schools and be like, can we borrow your milling machine? And us girls are like, we have no idea anywhere in our school would have that, let alone know what it is. So we have that situation, but we're trying to do better. We just did a February campaign, which is a month-long campaign, and we got in women from the motorsport industry. So we had like the director of the F2 and F3, and she was on. And since then, we've had a lot more girls apply for the team and reach out and ask. But it's definitely just like an ingrained thing in the education system that girls don't know that they have the opportunity to do it. So we're trying to get out there through this.
So this would be third level, obviously. So what kind of background would a student, male or female, have to have to go on to Formula Trinity?
It's quite a varied background. So myself, I did art when I was doing my leaving cert, and it still helps me now. So it's anything can like work. We have a physicist who's the head of our engine department. So physics is really important, knowing your forces, which then also is maths and applied maths, kind of those areas. But having the artistic knowledge to know when something will work and when something won't, being able to like visualize it is really important. So there's like BCG is a really good subject to do. Then you have applied maths, physics, engineering.
Did you say
DCG, so it's tech graph. It's offered in some schools. It's pretty much exact drawing. So you've art, you can draw freehand, and then DCG, everything's measured, ruled perfectly. So yeah.
Okay, so assuming people come on, how long is the actual course?
Ours, like for engineering in Trinity, it's 5 years. Other courses are 4, and you can do it throughout your degree. So you can do it for the full 5 years, or you can do it like as soon as you start. So if you start in your second year and you're in a 4-year degree, then you'll be doing it for 2 years. You have to be a student of Trinity to be on the team.
It must make such a difference to actually tangibly have, you know, start, middle and end, and be able to be responsible for certain parts and elements. Is it a cyclical kind of thing? Is there one out of the 80 team, is there one team that does it for 1 year and another team who does it for another year, or is it literally everybody has a go throughout each year?
Anyone has a go. We try to get first years involved straight away so they can like grow with the team. So as the team's growing, they'll grow and they'll learn. So for example, we have 2 of our deputies now are first years because they learn so much in their first semester while being on the team that they have enough experience now to be a deputy and lead their department. It gives you like great leadership skills, but also an advantage like course-wise. So we can apply what we learn practically now back to the theoretical side, same when you go like theoretical to practical. I know one of our deputies, Ty, who's head of drivetrain, he was in a lecture this week and he was like, oh, I learned this in Form of Trinity last year. Like, I can do this. And he sent in a video that we had done in a recent event and the professor was like, whoa, and sent out the whole course. So it's really like something that we love to get students involved in because you learn so many, not just hard skills, but soft skills, which are really important in the industry.
It's good you said the soft skills element, actually, because there's a huge amount of soft skills that you can get from, you know, creating something like this from scratch. And that also helps with the type of student that will want to participate as well, won't it? I mean, where would a student who's been doing this go on to afterwards?
So a lot of them will go on to, you can go into any industry pretty much out of it, because you'll have like presenting skills bi-monthly and bi-weekly team assembly, so you're speaking in front of 50 people and doing presentations and you know how to do it and you know how to keep them engaged, so you can go on to the business sector then and do presentations. But then we have motorsports, so you can go on to F1 teams or other motorsports teams like IndyCar teams, and then we have from like the autonomous side, you can go into autonomous driving, AI, machine learning, pretty much any industry at this moment that relates to technology or like engineering in general, but also business as well.
That's pretty impressive, I've got to say, Katie. Can I ask, is it only suitable for young people or can mature students take part as well?
No, mature students can take part too. They're really vital players on our team because we get to learn from them as well. We've had a couple PhD people over the years join the team. We recommend them to join just so they can teach the other members. But yeah, it's amazing to have so many different people. You can learn a lot from the older years as well, not even like engineering wise, but socializing. Like our first years, I'm making friends with fifth year engineers and they're chatting on a weekly basis, playing like games in their spare time. They wouldn't have gotten that chance without being on the team. So we really recommend any student applying.
So it's interpersonal relationships as well and sort of building networks that will support your career later as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So We've talked about what happens within the team, but what do students get out of being on the team themselves? What can they fundamentally take away with them?
I think the biggest thing is being able to say you've done it and be able to put your experience you've learned on the team to use in the industry. Our motto is building careers one race car at a time, and we really do it. We have members in like Apple, we have some in like going for big race car teams and all. So it's definitely something taking away is the hard skills you learn of the practical side of things. But then being able to present, being able to talk publicly and make friends with people who you would never have thought of making friends with, even being able to communicate. We teach loads of communication skills while on the team. So being able to like talk professionally, like me here, I wouldn't have pictured doing this when I joined college to do engineering degree in first year. Here I am, head of marketing, doing marketing campaigns, talking to professionals in the field. It's just something. It's a lot more than you expect to get out of it, but it's always being willing to learn, I think, is the biggest thing we get to do as well.
Would this suit the shy, retiring type of person, or would you need to be sort of a overtly sort of bubbly type of person, personality-wise?
No, definitely, like, you can be shy and join the team. We do kind of make you talk, but we won't force you if you don't want to. Like, one of my good friends in the chess department, she will not talk in a single a team assembly. She's like, no, can't do it. She'll panic, but she can still talk to the lead engineers and get her point across still because she's watching the rest of us do it and learning from us. And we won't put them in uncomfortable situations. As long as they're doing their job and they're doing it well and they want to be here, we'll take them. But we definitely, like, over the years, you'll get more, you'll gain more confidence, definitely. Like, I know I used to be shaking going into my assemblies when they were in person, we'd have 20 people there, and I'm no problem now speaking to 50. So it's definitely like you can grow with the team. And if you just like take, like, I always do like 20 seconds of courage. It only takes 20 seconds to do something, and then you're already doing it and you can't stop. So it's a lot of that. Like, you'll learn as you go, but you don't have to be overconfident to join the team. We won't put you in those uncomfortable situations.
That's really nice to know, actually, because the last thing you want to do is be in a shadow of somebody else. So that's really nice that everybody can contribute, even if they don't stand up, which is good. So I'm going to ask you a really awkward question now. Who pays for it, Katie?
Yeah, so we have a membership fee when you join. It's only 10 euro. It's just so like that we can get ourselves started for the year. But it's a lot of sponsors, so it's constantly reaching out to more people, getting involvement from the college. Trinity is quite supportive. They give us a good grant, and so do the alumni. The alumni are very supportive. But it's a lot of just gaining sponsorships, going to local businesses, going to big businesses, and it kind of gives them a platform too. So we have like certain car dealerships, like Frank Green Volkswagen are one of our sponsors, and we get to put them on our car, and you know that they're there. You're like, oh, Frank Green Volkswagen. You might not have heard of it if you've been out of the country or whatever where place you were, but you'll know about them now because they're on our team. Same with different like different suppliers. A lot of our sponsorship isn't like money, it's supplies. So metals, we have a really nice welder who's doing our welding for us, but then asking us to donate to Temple Street Hospital, One Down Engineering. So he's like really sweet, and we're still paying for the welding, but we're putting it to a good cause. So stuff like that. It's mainly just gaining sponsors and then the little membership fee at the beginning to get us started.
That's really nice of that elder.
Isn't it? And he's such a nice guy. I was dropping the jig off to him this week, and we were just chatting, and it's like normal people wanting to help. Because especially motorsports isn't a big industry in Ireland, so people who are in motorsports want to help you. They're like, I wish I had this in college. Like, I wish I could have known the skills, known the areas I wanted to go into. Like, a lot of the professionals we have talked to, like, I wish I had this from my student team. A lot of colleges are starting them up now. UCD has one, University College Cork. UL just started one this year as well. And then DIT, or Dublin University, Technology University of Dublin, have one as well. And then DCU as well. So they're a lot around, like, starting up in recent years.
So that's nice that everybody's starting to embrace this. It's kind of like interning, isn't it? It's like an apprenticeship, except with a lot more skill.
Yeah, you can still attend college at the same time, which is a
Exactly.
definite plus.
So you did touch briefly there, but could you tell us what the team's plans for the future are?
Yeah, so currently we're making our first car since COVID stopped it last year, but we're making an internal combustion one this year. But we hope to go on to electric vehicles, especially with like climate change and all. But it's going to be hard to get to. It's a lot more money required. But right now, I think for the next few years at least, we're doing internal combustion, and we're also getting our autonomous team up and running, which started this year. So we had three members starting that in September who were on the internal combustion team, and now there's 30 members. So it's going well there as well.
And you have this new autonomous racing project. How is it go is that going at the moment?
It's going well. It's nice to get more different degrees involved. So on our internal combustion team, we have business, law, engineering, and physics, and now we have computer science on our AI team and electronics and everything. So it's really nice that we get to do stuff that we wouldn't have got to in college. Like, we have different departments. We have path planning, perception, control engineering, reinforced learning, and estate estimation. And you won't don't really get to touch on that in college unless you're doing a master's. So it's really nice for undergrads to get a go at it. And we're doing it as a team. So there's like a couple of us doing it. And then you compete in F110, which we're doing in a house competition this year as well. So it's going well.
It sounds enormous. It
well,
sounds like you're managing so much.
There's sometimes you're like, my life is Formula Trinity. And my dad and mom are like, Katie, you have college. I'm like, yeah. Same amount of time for each. They're like, you're doing a degree, you're doing this. It's a lot, but it's a lot of fun as well. Like, I've made friends and I get to like go to older years and be like, how is this professor? How is he doing? They're like, oh, watch this or do this. Or like, we get like inside jokes. I know we have a channel called Camel Wrestling because one of the members like camel wrestling. So we all support him on his camel wrestling and be like, I'm worth this much in camels. So it's definitely a really good thing to be a part of, but it's a very time consuming.
It sounds it, but it's, I suppose it's not really a job. It's a career, isn't it? It's, you know, it's part of your whole life. It's not just a passing fad.
Exactly. Like if we didn't have this, a lot of us wouldn't have the same job opportunities that we have in our future right now. And like, we're super grateful that our team captain, Arnie, did start it because we wouldn't have had all these different opportunities. It's like internships for 3 years in a row. Like you wouldn't get that anywhere else really.
No. So this is actually a good time to ask you, how do we learn more about Formula Trinity?
So yeah, so we have a Twitter account, Instagram account, both under Formula Trinity, the name, and then we have a Facebook. We also have our website, Formula Trinity, which has, like, so if you have Q&As, the Q&A section there, we have wikis up. So we found as a team when we were starting that we couldn't find much information on building a race car or like a Formula student car. So we started making documents of everything we've learned and we've put up onto our website so people can learn more. But yeah, so mainly through our website and our Instagram and Twitter as well.
And are you looking for people right now to start in September?
Yeah, so we're looking for business and operations people right now. So they can be engineers or computer science, any degree pretty much business and operations. And then in September, we do our engineering recruitment. So then you can be pretty much any practical degree. And if you like motorsports, then you can learn pretty quickly. So yeah, that's how we do it.
Now, you did point out that you're low on the old female gender bias at the moment, but you've got absolutely no problems with embracing both male and female applicants.
Yeah, no problems at all. We do like love having male members. Like, we're not really like, you can't join because you're a male, and we have majority male, but we are trying to get more women on the team. So we're talking to Samantha Kelly, the tweeting goddess. She was really helpful and gave us loads of tips and ideas on how to get more on the team. But then we're doing like social media campaigns that we did February, and then starting next week, oh my god, April's so close, we're doing AI April, and we're doing a talk on the 7th for women in AI, so then the girls in computer side of engineering and computer science can learn more about their industry and learn how to join the team and get more involved in AI. So yeah, we have a lot going on women's side, but we will always never like turn you away. If you have the skills and the want to learn, then we'll definitely accept you.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Katie. Really appreciate you explaining how Formula Trinity works. And, you know, it does sound really exciting. And best of luck at the next Formula One race.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Melanie.
Well, that's all for now, but we'll be back very soon with our next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter at Irish_Tech News, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.